time coming, man. I ain't gonna lie. This right here is my testimony. This point in time where I am in my life, it means everything. I'm giving my all to be right here.
Been a while might be an understatement. Back-to-back hat tricks hasn't happened for Bemidji State since 1991. I was a junior in high school. Last Friday night, Connor McLennan with a haul. Last Saturday night, Oliver Peer with a hat trick. For the weekend, the Beavers had a haul trick. Two guys, 7 goals, 6 points, and a league sweep of Northern Michigan. Puck loose right out in front, popped in for a Beaver goal. Oliver Peer. Puck came right to him. What, a foot outside the crease? How does nobody pick up Oliver Peer right there? 1-0.
Yeah, that's pretty easy for him. Although the Beavers have done a real good job again starting the game, controlling the offensive zone and passing the puck around, a shot through traffic.
Rips a shot to the chest there of Grandma. Puck loose, out in front. Riley Funk a couple of cracks at it. Now Oliver Peer taps it in with 1 second left in the two-man advantage. The Beavers will stay on the power play. Oliver Peer, second of the night.
Just a scrum in the net. Once the shot got on the net, Grandma made the save, and then it was just battling for the puck, and it slid behind him, and Peer was there to slide it in.
Colt, left circle, blocked out in front. Beavers chip it ahead. Flamang, nifty little pass. Here comes Oliver Peer. Peer with a hat trick on an empty netter. Back-to-back nights with hat tricks. Beavers go up 6-2. What a pass by Adam Clement.
Yeah, it just sets him up, and that'll do it.
For the first time since early February 1991, Bemidji State had back-to-back hat tricks in back-to-back games. More importantly, though, for all parties involved, the Beavers got the 6 points and the sweep of Northern Michigan that they had won.
Everything that happened other than the power outage or the light outage, I knew was going to happen, and it was one of those games that, again, I knew it was going to be dicey. And getting that off, the goal was big in the third, the power play, and then the shorty. But 1, 2, 3.
No points on the line tonight, but don't let that fool you. All of these games seem to go to overtime, not just this year for the Beavs, but all of the games in this series between the Fighting Hawks and the BSU Beavers. Last 15 games, there have been 11 tie or one goal games. 7 of those 15 have gone to overtime. Will an 8th go to overtime tonight? We'll find that out. Quarter Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm just a roller stone. 1, 2, 3.